Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Our Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name's Will Koontz. I'm your host. Anna Hummel will be joining me in just a second. You get a hold of me on Twitter at home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram. Don't bother with Anna. She's still off. I have to bug her to retweet this podcast whenever it comes out. Instagram, forget it. I admire it. I still admire it. 813-693-2124. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. I have to figure out how to get in that email, but once I do, I'll be able to answer those emails. And you can phone and text, voicemail, text 813-693-2124. How are you? Dude, I'm stoked. I had to play Metallica. I was so stoked. Bucks training camp started. We got a big signing just before camp. Julio Jones, I don't know if you ever heard of him. If you don't like sports, you're like, I don't know what that means. I can't read the sarcasm here. I don't know who that is. But if you're a football fan, you definitely know who Julio Jones is. A stud wide receiver. You know, he's had a injury prone a little bit now. He's a little older, but man, big signing for the Bucks. They're stacked at receiver. They signed Kyle Rudolph, a tight end who has a couple Pro Bowls under his belt, a little bit older too, but they are giving Mr. Tom Brady plenty of weapons just before the season starts here. So I'm very excited. I don't really care about camp. It's, you know, it's just one of those things you gotta go through and figure out who's worth a damn, who ain't. And I don't have to do that. I don't have to pay attention to it. So I'll just wait for the season to start. I'm amped, though. I can't wait to see Julio Jones in a Bucks uniform. I don't know how they're going to get everybody enough catches, but they'll figure it out, man. They're definitely giving Tom and, you know, maybe his last year here all that he needs to succeed. So, you know, I guess we're going to be Super Bowl champions again. It's going to be great. It's going to be a fun season. I was looking at the Germany packages. The Bucks put out some packages. They're playing in Germany in November. Now, I have a birthday in November. I'm just putting it out there. If there's any big money donors out there that can buy me a package, they have like a hotel, flight, pregame party. And actually, I was kind of surprised because I figured that it would just be an exorbitant amount of money, but it was only like $4,000. Big deal. Everybody's got that in their freaking mattress, man. No, I'm being facetious, of course. You know, it's pricey, but it really, you know, to go take an airplane, if there's crew that can take you there, hopefully that day, and a hotel and a game ticket and a party and transportation, it's really not, you know, too bad when you're flying to the other side of the world. But I think I'm just going to do the buy some Lederhosen, and I love an excuse, just like everybody else, to get drunk before noon on a Sunday. So I think the game starts at like 8 a.m., or something like that. So I got to figure out what Germans eat for breakfast, and then I can make that and start drinking beers, pounding beers very early. It's gonna be tremendous. Some bad news in the sports front. If you're a Rays fan, Kevin Kiermaier and Mike Zunino are done for the season. It's very unfortunate. We probably have seen Kevin Kiermaier play his last game as a Ray. One of the ladies' favorites, but an all-time favorite for everybody. Everybody loves Kevin Kiermaier, one of the best defensive players the Tampa Bay Rays have ever had. Platinum Glove Award winner, many gold gloves, probably the most beautiful eyes that anyone has ever, and just a handsome Gus to boot. So I don't know. I think it's like $14 million if the Rays want to keep him. That's just not what the Rays do, so I would imagine he's going to be shipping out. You know, thanks for the many years, Kevin. We, you know, you never know what the Rays will do. Maybe not. But probably same thing with Mike Zunino, I would say. The Rays just, it's hard to argue with the success that they've had and the, you know, what they have to do, this Moneyball thing. They got to a World Series. They got to a few World Series. They, you know, lost both of those, which is very unfortunate. But man, it's hard to dispute what they've done with what they have. You know, it's a competitive team, and it has been a competitive team for many, many years now. So I don't know. They're still in playoff contention now. They have so many injuries this year. The Yankees are just running away with the dang thing. But, you know, you just got to get to the playoffs. Once you get to the playoffs, it's a new season. And I think as of today, after the All-Star break, the Rays would still technically be in the playoffs. I don't know how the heck they're doing it. They're not hitting. It's just all pitching, all defense. It's keeping them in it. So, I don't know. Certainly wish those guys the best. And, you know, just got to get to the playoffs, guys. You can do it. We believe in you. 813-693-2124 hmbradio.com. The shop will be up for a few more weeks until that thing has to auto update, and I don't plan on keeping the store up after that. So if you want to get some merchandise, a t-shirt, a hat, anything like that, my buddy Bobby, he sent me a photo of him wearing his HMB Radio hat at the Rob Zombie concert the other day. I thought that was really cool. He runs the cameras for the Rays, too, so he always send me the hat hanging from a camera in the trap. That's always really cool, too. Yeah, so you can do that, hmbradio.com/store. And then if you're feeling very generous, hmbradio.com/donate, where I'll split those proceeds with Anna Hummel out of the goodness of my heart. What can I tell you? Just a great guy. All right, speaking of Anna Hummel, let's hang out with that. Oh, wait, almost forgot. This show is live stream Wednesdays between 5 and 6 o'clock on YouTube, the HMB Radio Facebook, and the Johnny B Show Facebook page. So I'd encourage you to go like all those things. If you subscribe on YouTube, which I think is preferable, that's probably, I think, where, you know, that would be the place I'd want you to watch. But watch anywhere, you know, share any way you can, whatever. But YouTube, I think, is the place to be. Click the bell
when you subscribe, and it'll tell you when the show's live, and you can join Anna and myself. You can comment. Most of the comments have been very positive, but I must be making some sort of impact, because now people who don't like me are occasionally stopping by, and that's when you know that you're making an impact in this business. So I appreciate them for watching, and of course the people that like me even more so. That's nice. So join us on Wednesdays between 5 and 6 on YouTube. Just search HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word, HMB Radio. Okay? All right. Now, without further ado, let's talk to Anna. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, you made it. Hello, Anna Hummel. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, just tremendous. So glad to see your face, even if it's in digital form. Fashionably late, as always. I always like to try to pin you down on a time when we're going to absolutely be starting this live stream. And you were very specific today. It wasn't like 5:15, you know, somewhere around there. You were like, we're going to start at 5:10 today. I was like, whoa, that is so specific that she can't possibly be late. But here you are. I should have known. I just said, I'm starting to stream. And
well,
I was,
here's the thing. Like, I've been pretty good the last few weeks.
You have been. You have been.
You start right up at 5:15, and I'm thinking, like, 40 minutes seems like plenty of time, not rushed. So we're down to 35. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. I do assume. I just like to. I still got to bust your balls about it. You understand?
Of course.
Well, welcome to the program, episode 444, I believe. Thank you to those 7 people, wow, who are currently joining the stream. Share it. Let people know that you're watching this program, and, you know, welcome to those of you who are. I got done with my crappy vacation. I've already found the episode episode title for this one. It's called Crappy Vacation, and I'll tell you why. I had to dog sit this past weekend. My dad, it was his 60, how old is he? 64, I believe. It was his birthday, and he had to travel up to South Carolina, and he was kind of telling me the story. I didn't get a vibe that he was trying to tell me this story to guilt me into anything, but he was having problems locking down some sort of dog sitter. He was telling me about it, and I go, you know, I could probably do it. Thinking, not that he would jump all over it, but he'd be like, well, you know, I'll figure it out type of thing. But he went, that would be awesome if you did that. And I went, I guess theoretically I could. I mean, I work from home during the day. I'm only gone for a few hours at night, you know, before my night's over, just doing the show. So I said, okay, I can do that. Now, he has an arsenal of animals. He has a zoo at his home. He has 2 elderly chihuahuas. He has a whippet, which is essentially a small greyhound. What's that?
I just said greyhound.
Yeah.
Like a small. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're good dogs and everything. Don't get me wrong. And then he's got 2 guinea pigs. Why does anybody have guinea pigs?
I didn't know anyone over the age of like 8 had a guinea pig.
they're the stupidest things. I mean, they're rodents. They don't do anything. They just chirp. You can't even really pick them up or hold them or anything because they run away. They're very cautious. They're stupid animals. I don't know why anybody has those as pets. And then he has a lizard, a chameleon, which he inherited. It was from a couple that split up probably because they had to take care of the stupid freaking lizard. Then they asked him to watch it temporarily, which he reluctantly said yes to, and then they're just like, you could just have it. You could keep it. And they're like, oh, thanks. It's a cool creature, but again, a useless thing to have. I mean, it's really just a piece of, it's not even an animal. It's just something you look at. It's not exciting.
Right.
And then you got to feed it and you make sure it doesn't disturb its water or crap in its water and move everything around. And it's just a stupid thing to have. So I spent my weekend looking after these animals. And
did you stay at dad's house?
I stayed at the house, yeah. Now, I'm a creature of habit, too. I very much like my routine that I have. And I know I feel like I'm complaining, and I am. There's no reason.
Oh, this is complaining. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand that I'm being a bit of a baby with this whole thing, but it really just threw everything off for me.
Sure.
There's a routine that I have. I like to get up. I like to exercise in the morning. And then I like to, you know, do my whatever I do in the afternoon. Not much. but I get to do it at my own pace and my own leisure. And then I go to work at night and then I come home and do it all over again. And that's my weekdays. And then the weekends are, you know, I have my little schedule that I have there too. But I started, instead of let it make me anxious, I started to just say, I'm on a crappy vacation. I'm close to the beach. Now I have to come home every few hours to make sure the dogs are let out and they don't pee. I don't want to clean up pee or poo. So I have to make sure that they go out and feed them and care for them and pet them. And, so I can only be out for a little while. So it wasn't like I'd go party down, but I did have access pretty close to the beach. I took an Uber down to the beach on Sunday and, had some drinks and some food. And I was explaining to the bartenders there how I'm on crappy vacation, and I think that they got offended. I think they were talking about the Indian Rocks Beach area, or that I was specifically talking about the Indian Rocks Beach area, which I was not, because I'm from Indian Rocks Beach, you know, just right down the road. So I didn't mean the location, but I just was trying to explain the crappy vacation to them, which they really didn't understand. But I survived. I got it done. Tim was very happy. My father's...
Were you sleeping there for 7 days?
I had to sleep in his bed, which was a little weird.
For 7 days?
It was 5 days, I think.
Okay.
It's a little odd, you know, sleeping in your father's bed at almost 40 years old, where he sleeps with his wife.
Yeah, that is a bit strange. But you would come back to your own house during the day, or like...
No, totally gone.
Okay.
I shut off the air conditioner here. I turned off all the, you know, excess power, the computers, the board that I use here, the microphones, all that stuff are all turned off. So I didn't even, I came back here a couple times to grab something, but you know, it was pretty much just crappy vacation for 7 days or 5 days. And, you know, I survived, but, it was tedious. I don't know. Why can't I exercise? I was like, well, I don't have time to exercise. I had plenty of time. But I just didn't, I don't know, for some reason I was out of my place. Yeah, so I felt like I had a block there where I just said, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'll just be on crappy vacation, which it was really bugging me.
I get the mentality, but yeah, sometimes you just have to push through that. But I do understand where it's like, you're not running the same route. How long is it? Am I going to hit a major road? You know, what is going to be different? All these different things, when you're out of your element, you just kind of throw your hands up in the air and you just go, F this, I'm just going to do nothing.
And that's exactly what I did. It was shameful, but, you know, it was what it was. I wanted to talk to you about a few things, Anna. There was one thing. Do you know who Gazi Kadzo is?
No.
Okay. So if you're a St. Pete person, you might know of this person. Do you know what the Uhurus are?
No.
You don't? Really? I thought they were, everybody knew who the Uhurus were. They're like a black communist group who are, you know, seeking reparations. A lot of white people are in that group, but they're a black communist group, essentially. Never heard of them, huh?
No.
Oh, man. Well, that's a shame. I'm kind of bummed now, then. You might not be the person to talk to this about. But there was a guy named Gazi Kadzo, and he was my favorite. Yeah, I saw him a few times in St. Pete. He was he's gay and black, not that that matters, but he did not really care for white people that much. He would make videos, call them toilet complexion because of the white porcelain. He would refer to them as mayonnaise. Lots of great videos, lots of funny stuff. Yeah. He was called Black Hitler, I believe, as well. Just some real funny stuff. And he kind of disappeared. I didn't know where he went. And it turns out that he started this Black Hammer Party. It's been described as a cult by some people. He got arrested in Georgia this week following a police standoff. There was a guy that, this is him, very handsome. They received a 911 call from a person that was whispering that they had been kidnapped by the organization and was being held hostage in the residence. There was an hours-long standoff. They ended up, they found a body in the home from this group.
So he was arrested on charges of aggravated sodomy, which I believe is butt, right?
Anything that wouldn't lead to reproduction is considered sodomy. So typically it refers to like oral sex or anal sex, but the definition is anything that wouldn't lead to reproduction. So masturbation, oral, anal, all that stuff.
Okay. So I'm going to assume that it was butt because I like that best.
That's really what it means.
So it also, the police are claiming that, or Kodzo's claiming that police killed his son. It's a crazy story. So he started out here in St. Pete. I don't know what happened, but he left. And he's in jail now. I thought that was cool. I thought maybe you might have some thoughts on it, but you don't even know who this guy is. I'm so disappointed.
Unfortunately not. I mean, if he's from this area, I'm not from this area, so I feel like maybe there's a few things I've missed out on, despite the fact that I've lived here for about 6 years now.
Dang. Well, excuse me. Jeez, Lord. I have something going on with my eye and my sinuses right now. It's insane. Hold on 1 second. Let me clear them out.
Probably allergic to, like, iguanas and guinea pigs and cats and stuff.
Dogs. Oh, man. I think I have some sort of virus. Monkeypox. Maybe something. Oh, man.
Well,
perfect timing.
After a zoo for the last 5 days, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I guess we can drop that then. There was a few. Oh, my God. This is the worst timing for this. I'm dying right now.
Are you okay? Can you take a breather? Can I tell you about my new latest obsession?
Yeah, please. Please do.
I'm sure this person has entered your sphere of influence and or podcasts, but I am incredibly mesmerized by this person. It seems like he came out of nowhere. DJ Flacco, what's up, buddy? Are you familiar with Andrew Tate?
I feel like I know the name. But I don't know offhand.
You need to get on the Tate train, and you need to get on the train immediately. Because this guy is, he's a provocateur, if you will. And he says a lot of outlandish and, I don't want to say obscene things, but a lot of controversial things. And that excites me because I enjoy watching people get mad as far as the reaction to the things that he says. So he's kind of like in the manosphere sort of deal where he's telling men to be men. He is the reaction to all this woke feminism and LGBT, like all that, like give yourself a break, mental health stuff. He is the equal and opposite reaction to that, but he's doing it by himself.
Is he a boxer?
So he's a kickboxer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a professional kickboxer. He says he's a world champion. I'm not quite sure of his titles. But he has like a really bizarre accent. It's like American and British, which can be distracting and annoying, but he himself is a very impressive person. Apparently he has over 10 different passports because his philosophy is, you know, he's trying to get out of the matrix, and he claims that, you know, the best way to stay, to get out of the matrix and to beat the system, because it's corrupt, and by the system is corrupt, I mean every system, financial, economic, government, everything. He says you can't live off the grid. That's just impossible. So the alternative is to be on as many grids as possible. So you don't like how some country is doing something, or he said, for example, during COVID, you know, they wouldn't let, say he wanted to go to a specific country, they weren't letting Brits or Americans in, but they're letting Bulgarians in or Romanians in. So he'd whip out a Bulgarian passport or a Romanian passport. So he's just kind of like a man of mystery. I think he made his money with sports, but also he runs a bunch of casinos in Romania, and I think that's how he made the majority of his money. But he's just a very fascinating character, and I wish you knew more about him so that maybe we could discuss him and what he's all about. But
what's a good thing to start out with if I'm going to watch him?
Just YouTube, Andrew Tate. There's like daily Tate-isms that he has. Even if you just watch 30 seconds, you can kind of get a feel of what the guy's all about. But I can't get enough of this guy. But that's how I kind of roll. I'll oversaturate myself with like a new person, whether it be science or whatever. And then I just watch them till I can't stand them. And then I move on to the next. But he like yells when he talks. And I think he's trying to demand, you know, attention or just be more emphatic. But he's just an interesting dude. Very entertaining. I think your mom's house put him on everyone's radar. I think that's kind of the first interview he did like 6-7 months ago that really put him out in on a global scale.
Is it real? Like, is he for real, or is it kind of like
I'm still trying to figure that out. I think a lot of it is real. I think it's like 85-15. Like, he'll turn up the volume. He'll kind of laugh sometimes because he knows that like he can't. This isn't real. But for the most part, I think he believes everything he says. He was on with Dave Portnoy. Like a little interview about OnlyFans that caught a lot of attention, where he said if he was with a woman and she was doing OnlyFans, he would need to collect all of the money because that woman belongs to him.
Oh.
So his product. And so obviously that was a very inflammatory thing to say. And then the girl was like, well, what if you're doing porn? Should you give your money to her? And he's like, no. So it's just fun stuff. So I encourage you to just check him out. I think you'll find him really entertaining.
Yeah, I think I would, if it was fake, though, I would feel like I was wasting my time. You know, it'd have to be something that's real in order to really get my attention and find it interesting. But I guess it could be, you know, I don't know, hyperbolic a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, but I do think that his philosophies and a lot of the things he says are true. Like, a lot of the things he talks about, like, female psychology, he'll say it to women and they, like, can't not agree with him. They're like, okay, that's true. He kind of like works through an argument. So we'll say, this is true. Yes. This is true. Yes. This is true. Yes. Therefore, this is true. And then they have to admit that he's right, sort of a thing. He like walks people through. He's great. He's just really entertaining. You love him. You love him.
All right. I'll have to check him out. So I should start with your mom's house interview.
Yeah, you can start there, or just any sort of anything Andrew Tate. It's going to be kind of you'll get a good feel of them. Just YouTube Andrew Tate and you'll see some fun stuff. So
interesting. Okay. All right. Now, I sent you this today too, Anna. I found this fascinating, absolutely fascinating. The, whatever this is, this reality that we live in has a great sense of humor. This was from the Los Angeles Times. It came out today, and apparently now with the chaos in every sort of system that we have, people are looking to escape, much like Andrew Tate was. He had a bunch of passports and stuff. Well, some people from California, I know you have roots in California, they're heading down to Mexico City. And some of the natives there are not happy about it at all because they're changing the demographics, they're changing the culture. And I found myself slapped in the face with irony because obviously we know that it's going the other way too, where people from Central America and Mexico are flooding into the United States. And that's fine, you know, and God forbid you say anything about that, you know, you'll be labeled with certain words. But I was just like, wow, this is so interesting that Californians are moving down to Mexico City because they work from home. They work remotely, and they can go find, you know, rent that's affordable down in Mexico City. It was accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. I got a kick out of this too. Let's see, they call them. I'm gonna butcher the language here. Chilangos. Does that sound right?
Chilangos. I have no idea, but that's what it looks like.
Well, there's people like Mexican nationalists putting up signs in Mexico saying new to the city, working remotely, you're a effing plague and the locals effing hate you. Leave. I mean, that is just, it's fantastic.
It's hilarious. And expected, you know? Like you said, they're changing the dynamic, changing the culture, and the locals maybe don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't really blame them. I wouldn't want Californians coming to my state, which they are, in droves. Florida has received like 300,000 more people, and I think just as many people have left California during that time. So people are just finding ways to survive in this new world. You could go get a price of $2,000 one bedroom in Koreatown. you can have a penthouse in Mexico City for that price, for $2,000.
I think that this situation is slightly different than the one we're experiencing. I think what's going on in Mexico with the locals not wanting the gringos or chalampos or whatever, chimichangas, whatever they call them, I think that is more of a cultural issue. They don't want people influencing their dynamic and their culture. Whereas with us, I feel like the biggest issue is it's a socioeconomic issue where we're kind of used to having a very wide variety of people here. We're used to different people from all over the world, kind of like a mosaic, if you will. But I think the problem that most people have is we don't want like poor, homeless people that have no, you know, education, no money, no, they can't maybe contribute in the way that other people can that are sponsored or come here legally. So I think that although similar, there is a little bit of a difference with the reaction, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're cool with immigrants coming here if they have a green card and they're sponsored by a company and they're making money. Like, we don't care. It's more like if they're just given subsidized living and a stipend from the government and, you know, they don't have to pay taxes, but they get free healthcare. Like, that's the issue I think most Americans have. Whereas with this, it just seems like they're like, we don't like white people. Get out of here.
Yeah. Well,
it's actually worse. Like, they're actually more racist. You know?
That's the funny thing about it that I find. Because God forbid you say, well, I just think there should be a certain amount of people. I don't blame them for wanting to come here. This is a great place. And, you know, but maybe we shouldn't just open the faucets and have it come in. If you say that, you are going to be killed. Some people would want to kill you for saying that. And meanwhile, in Mexico, they're like, hey, you I don't even know what racial can you use. I think you can use racial slurs against white people. I think that's OK.
Sure. Hey, honkies.
Yeah. Get the hell out of Mexico. How dare you? It's just the best. When I read this, I just felt so good inside. Mm-hmm. The irony, I love, that's my favorite thing. I think that might be my favorite feeling is the irony. And it was so sweet to watch. And yeah, I mean, I don't blame them for wanting people to get the hell out of their country either, to a certain extent, especially people from California, not known to make things better in any extent outside of maybe Northern California. They got wine country up there, but everybody else not really doing their part to make the world a better place. This is the final story I had, Anna. Which was, okay, let me do my own producing here. I'm also dying still. I don't know what's going on with my sinuses, but I'm not going to complain. I just won't do it today. There was a rapper from Tampa. Maybe DJ Flacco knows this person. Let me find the tab here. Let's see. Gazi Kadzo already went over that. Here he is. Share that. Here we go. There he is, up on the screen. Let's see, what's his name? Zershot Tampa Rappers Community. What's his name?
I read the article earlier. I've since forgotten.
His name was killed. Was Ari Williams. Williams. What's his rapper name, though? Oh, man, it doesn't even give his rapper name in here. Well...
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper, and he challenged people. Sometimes on social media, you flex a little bit. You want to, I don't know, show that you're a boss. You want to show that you're tough. And he went ahead and put up some social media posts and said, if you want it, come get it, essentially. You want to try to smoke my ass, then I'm going to bring my butt outside. And somebody went to his apartment complex and shot him and his father. And now he's dead. That's very... I mean, I don't mean to laugh. But again, it's like, my Lord, what a tragedy. And what it seems like it's something that could have been easily avoided here by not bragging on social media, which people have a hard time with. Investigators don't believe the shooting was random. I would say so. Family and friends believe, unfortunately, that social media may have contributed to his death. He had a story addressing one or more people, and soon after, he was in fact murdered. He shouldn't have died like that. Yeah, I agree, Tim Simmons said. Williams was an up-and-coming Raleigh Bands is his name.
Okay.
He filmed one of his latest music videos recently. Let's see, he said he got emotional when talking about him. And, well, I don't know. If you have any information about who killed Raleigh Bands, you can call the Crime Stoppers of Tampa Bay, 800-873-8477. Yeah, terrible tragedy.
Yeah, I read about that earlier today. I had no idea who he was, but still very, very sad.
I mean, yeah, DJ Flacco said when keeping it real goes wrong, and he asked for it. Good. I'm glad I feel the same way, Flacco, and I shouldn't because a man died. But it's honestly, it's like you kind of.
It's hard to tell because you're smiling right now.
I know, but it's like.
Smiling. It's hard not to smile when things are that egregious. I'd like to maybe share a story that I find a little funny, and I shouldn't, and I feel bad that I laugh about it every time I think about it. But there was. So there's a man by the name of Brandon the Quad, who is a big. Bubba Army fan, and we got him laid by one Brent Hatley's wife, Caitlin Hatley. She deflowered him during our annual party known as BARP, which is the Bubba Army Royalty Party. It's an acronym. So the first day of celebration, it's 3 days of celebration, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Thursday, we celebrated Brandon losing his virginity at a local pizzeria, okay? This was January of this year. And at this celebration, there was another handicapped man, but he was like the Eeyore version of Brandon the Quad. Okay. And this guy's name was, his name was David. Okay. And he, again, was like the Eeyore version. So Brandon is like a very happy-go-lucky handicapped guy. This is like a very sad, somber handicapped guy. And he would come up to us. He was, you know, handicapped, and he would come up to me, came up to Bubba, and he would tell us like all of his medical problems. And he would be like, I'm really scared. I have to go on dialysis. And you're like eating pizza. Like, you don't, it's like very awkward. Everything's like really uncomfortable. And he went up to Bubba, and I overheard this, and he goes, Bubba, I'm scared. And Bubba was like, don't be scared. Like, you're going to be fine. Everything's good. Don't worry about it. Well, he died 3 weeks later. Why is that so, it's horrifying. Bubba was like, don't be a little bitch. You're fine. Mama, I'm scared. Shut up, David. Get away from me.
I mean, what do you do? I think that's what you got to do. You got to be, of course, you're going to be fine, buddy. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it.
It was just, Bubba, it was also extremely dismissive. Extremely dismissive. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I've never met him. He doesn't seem like he's trained in any sort of psychology. I don't believe he went to college for any sort of psychoanalysis or anything like that. It's tough. I don't know what you say. You know, it's almost better to totally dismiss it. Be like, buddy, you're gonna be fine. Don't worry about it. Jeez.
Right.
But
so,
then,
yeah. I think. We were one of his last calls. He called us while he was going to the hospital, but he was always in the hospital, so we just thought it was like a routine thing. And then about a week later, after he calls from the hospital, we found out that he had passed. And that was, it was one of those things where like, oh my God, I feel so bad sort of a deal. But, you know, what are you going to do? Like you said, so.
This is a lot of, you know, I feel like we've been trivializing death, and I hope we didn't do that too much. I think it's more gallows humor on both of our ends here. If you don't laugh, you'll cry type of scenario. I mean, rest in peace to what was his name?
David.
David.
David Hernandez.
Rest in peace, David Hernandez. Rest in peace to Raleigh Banz. I would say don't make any posts on social media threatening anybody to come kill you. I would say if someone is scared, just say, don't worry, buddy, you're going to be okay, and give them a hug, maybe, you know, along with the...
Scared. And he kept saying that he had diabetes, and we're like, well, why do you keep eating the ziti? Like, that's probably not the move.
I mean, in retrospect, thank God he ate the ziti.
Right. Exactly. Not exactly. I think he died from kidney failure. I don't know. But you're right. It's like, just effing enjoy yourself, I guess, if you're going to go eat the freaking ziti. But it just seemed a bit, I don't think he was really helping himself throughout his life, if you know what I mean. So
I think we found a new title, from crappy vacation to just eat the ziti.
Just eat the ziti.
That's going to be the name of this episode. Anna, I know you got to go. I'm dying. I'm so sorry. I feel like,
oh, no, you're okay.
I feel like I'm off, and my nose is about to come out of my rear end. My eye is watering. Awful.
You look a little red. That's all that I can really do.
I think it's from hacking up whatever I was trying to hack up that's going on. But thank you, Anna. It was a pleasure. Hopefully I see you very soon. And if not, I'll see you next week right here. And I got to go. I'm going to go die now. I'm scared.
I will.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. You'll be fine.
I'm going to go have some ziti. Goodbye, everybody. All right. That'll do it. That'll do it. Thank you, Anna. Very much appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You can hear Anna on the Bubble of Love Sponge show on Twitch. You can hear me on the Johnny B show, 8 to 10 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. Wednesdays is 10 to midnight after Ask the Dom. So hope you'll join us then with me and Johnny B. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. Please share the show wherever you get it. Give it 5 stars on the podcasting platform of your choice, wherever you listen. And appreciate it. Have a good day. All right. Will Coontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.